With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congressman Steve Scalise says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to a joint session of Congress this week offered a stark reminder that Israel is fighting for its very survival as a state.
Israel is defending themselves against an attack, and they still have hostages. Hamas is still a terrorist organization that has to be eviscerated, and that's what the mission is all about.
And Congressman Scalise spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Could the attempt on the life of a former U.S. president have been part of a broader conspiracy? Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida says there's plenty of evidence to suggest the gunman who tried to assassinate Donald Trump may have not been working alone.
He also had multiple overseas encrypted platforms. That's the word the FBI used in describing it. We haven't gotten any more information on what that is. But at the same time, we know the Iranians have active assassination plots.
Waltz says that we also know Iran has sent individuals across the southern U.S. border, taking advantage of the Biden administration's lax border policies, possibly to plan attacks right here in the United States. Two top leaders of the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel are now behind bars.
The Justice Department took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. Both men are facing multiple charges in the United States for leading the cartel's criminal operations, including its deadly drug manufacturing and trafficking networks.
That announcement from Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday. He says Sinaloa cartel co-founder Ismael El Mayo Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, that's the son of El Chapo Guzman, were placed under arrest in El Paso on Thursday of this week. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. The agreement was approved in a federal court that is considering a challenge to the order. The law's opponents argue it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. Backers of the law argue the Ten Commandments belong in classrooms and are part of U.S. history. This is SRN News. A real underwater find.
A team of Polish divers has discovered the wreckage of an old sailing ship loaded to the brim with luxury goods, including porcelain items and bottles of mineral water off the Swedish coast. They believe the precious goods could have been on the way to the royal table in Stockholm or the Russian Tsar's residence in St. Petersburg when the ship sank sometime in the second half of the 19th century.
That is Keith Peters reporting. California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order directing state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous homeless encampments and to clear them from state land while giving local governments the authority to do the same thing if they find those encampments to be a problem in their communities. This comes a month after a Supreme Court ruling that allowed cities to enforce their own bans on sleeping outside in public spaces to try and address the homeless crisis. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.